theater doors, monkeys, a million balloons. As we walk through the sea to the sand, knowing full well that we're perfectly tuned. As we skip through our hearts hand in hand, will Jenny be older? Will music be heard? Will we all meet again at the end of the world? No sense in fooling, we're covered in dreams, having too much fun flying to land, floating waist high in 10 colors of green. We're so small, but we feel oh so grand. Will Jenny be older? Will music be heard? Will we all meet again at the end of the world? End of the world.
Our third time doing this now. This is a pilot. This is my sample show, part of CFRU, Doug Hell's Kitchen. What am I supposed to? Because I noticed the last time we did this, we didn't mention the station once.
Yeah, you're supposed to. Well, it's nice to. Mm-hmm. You should.
Well, it is a part. That was my co-host Eileen Jennifer.
Yeah. Hello there. Here I am with a big black circle in front of my mouth so that you don't hear my P's and my B's.
They're called plosives. I don't know what the B's, plosives. I have no idea. But, so that was, you just heard Men Without Hats, End of the World, a B-side to Pop Goes the World, record released in 1987. That was their third record, and I was a little blown away by that. I'm just trying to think of, like, one of those records must have been really bad, because you have, like, The Safety Dance, which was, like, this super smash hit, and then probably another record in between that and Pop Goes the World, and Pop Goes the World was a big smash, but I don't remember anything else from them.
Well, just a point here. They're British, aren't they?
No, they're Canadian.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
They are from Montreal.
Well, what the heck is Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson coming over here to play on one song? That's pretty impressive.
I don't know. It is very impressive. Yeah, Jethro Tull. Thank you for ruining the surprise. Jethro Tull, he played... I'm kidding. He played flute on the song On Tuesday.
Wow.
He did. So, that being said, we started talking at about the 3-minute, 20-second mark, and we're just going on to 5 minutes. I figure if we do about this length every time, we will have filled our talking quota for the show, so we're going to play another song.
shut your mouth for good. Cross my eyes and fix my focus. Cut all ties to hopeless focus. Pressure company. You got a lot to learn, and in the meantime, you got a lot to say. You're keeping me at arm's length away. What kind of fools in your head?
Just listen to a song from a group called Motel Blonde from Cleveland, Ohio. Do you know anything about that group, Doug, since you like their music so well?
No, I don't. I don't know how, or I don't remember how I stumbled upon that.
It must have been in one of those fantastic Spotify playlists that you stumble upon sometimes.
I don't think so. I think I heard that on YouTube, but then I had a friend send me a copy of it, so, because we're not supposed to use songs from YouTube.
Huh. And what was the name of that song that you just played?
That was a song called Cross-Eyed Soul. Cross-Eyed Soul. I almost said Cross-Eyed Joe for some reason.
Cotton Eye Joe and Cross-Eyed Soul.
Yeah, Cross-Eyed Soul.
Yeah, that's funny because, like, their album is called Blonde-Eyed Blues. So, got something about the eyes going on here. They only put out one album in 2004, which was unreleased but shows up in a compilation. And they are Doug and Dave McKean, brothers, and Ryan Foltz, who was with the Dropkick Murphys, who joined them. And then they all went off in their own directions to produce music elsewhere. It's a pity that they didn't hang together.
Get back together.
Yeah, well, maybe if they're listening to this show, they'll go, oh, wow, maybe we should get back together.
If they're listening to this show, my life will actually mean something.
I'm sick of
came into this room to do this show, and this room has four walls, and I'm sitting in a chair, and you're sitting in a chair too, and we have microphones, and so we're doing this show because we want to, you already got your own show, but I wanted a show too, and I needed a really decent co-host to riff off of, so I asked you to. I didn't ask you anything about anything else, did I? I didn't ask you to, like, look up funny stories or anything like that, did I?
No.
Exactly. But you have a funny story for us, don't you?
I do, actually.
Let's hear it.
Because I like funny stories. A man obsessed with firefighters sets fire to his own home just to see his idols.
I love this. I love where this is going. Is that this? Is there more to this?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about the village people right now. He's from the UK. He's been given a suspended prison sentence after admitting to setting fire to his own home twice in one night so he could see the firefighters in action. Oh, dear. His name's James. His name is James Brown.
Get out of here.
Yes, it is.
Get out of here.
Oh, that's just so funny.
Wow. I don't even want to know where you found this story. No, I scratch that. I do want to know where you found this story, but I don't want to. You can tell me later, okay? Because I don't want everybody else to have the pleasure of knowing this. Okay? This is for me to know. Just for me. Because I'm not like, this is CFRU, by the way. This is Doug Hell's Kitchen, by the way. I'm sitting here with Eileen Jennifer, by the way. And I just like, I'm not, I get like, as soon as it starts rolling, it's like, duh, 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 what do I say?
Well, we're all like that. That's why you just got to pretend you're sitting in this room talking to me. But you know what? You don't talk that much, so maybe that's why.
I'm generally pretty quiet. Okay, so we've heard about 100 songs, and I haven't, like, announced any of them. So earlier we heard from Radar Hate, a now defunct punk rock band from Ontario, with Rampage. After that, I don't remember what we heard. Oh, we heard Zephyr. Oh, God, I love Zephyr. Zephyr is such a great band. They are from, like, the Pickering kind of Toronto, Ajax. I don't know. I guess Toronto band. They're amazing. And after that, we heard, well, this. You're listening to it now. And I think it's time to play another song, unless you want to tell a crazy story, Eileen.
I'll wait.
All right, Eileen's going to wait. We're going to play another song. I have no idea what it's going to be, but bless modern technology. It doesn't really matter. We'll have it all figured out by the time the song plays, at least for you.
I hear you banging on the battle drum when we play the song. All my people rise up, we're about to set it on. This is for the voiceless and for the hopeless. They say that you can chase your dream, but they take away your choices. So watch out, watch out. You're in the zone now. Watch out, watch out. They're taking notes now. Watch out, they're trying to define us, but all I hear is blah, 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 blah.
Sometimes I feel like letting go, cause it's all I've ever known. But I know I'm not alone. I hear the echo, echo, echo. It's a violent symphony. It's that voice inside of me, screaming out for room to breathe. I hear it echo, echo, echo. Stand up!
Echo, echo, echo.
That kid can play guitar.
Wow. Was that like a mashup or something?
A mashup?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the original song at all.
Oh, for crying out loud. You know it's not the original song at all. Don't pretend to be all scholarly. Oh, that doesn't... Come on.
Well, you said that you were kind of like dumbstruck when it came to... Am I allowed to say that anymore? Anyway,
dumbstruck?
Yeah, you know, like the society of dumb people might... Anyway,
what does dumbstruck mean?
It means your cat's got your tongue. You can't talk. Like, you know.
So why can't you say that? Because you offend dumb people?
I don't know.
You never know in the current climate of the world who you're going to offend and who you're not going to offend. Oh, anyway, Lord. That was... So Steve Terryberry. You got to look this guy up. Stevie T. He's a hoot. He's equally hilarious and annoying. But you got to check him out. And there's this Papa Roach song. I forget what it's called. But anyway, that was it. And he was very, very displeased with it. So he recruited a couple of homies to redo the song the way he thought it should have been done. And it's superior. And if I were Papa Roach, I don't know if I'd be flattered or pissed. Because it's just so much better.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even open to interpretation. It's like, if you think that Papa Roach's version of that song is better, two things. You're stupid, and you're wrong. Okay? It's just no way.
And folks, you can email Doug at...
at gmail.com. Hair as in hair on your head, not the rabbit. And that band that you heard earlier, Zephyr. It's Zephyr with an X. I forgot to mention that. Not Zephyr with a Z. I'm sure there's some bum-touching band out there called Zephyr with a Z. But that wasn't them. Zephyr with an X.
You are firing on all cylinders tonight.
What's going on,
Doug,
in the world?
Okay, Eileen? I do have another story for you. A fellow named William Morton Sanchez Lopez, I think I've got this right, has got himself into the Guinness World Book of Records.
Having the most syllables in his name?
No, believe it or not. He can pop his eyes out of his head. like nobody's business. Like nobody else can.
Yeah. Pop his eyes out of his head.
Yeah, he says it's his parlor trick.
Can he do it without touching them?
Yeah. Yeah, he can just like sit there and do it. He says he's been exercising the muscles under and over his eyes to be able to do this.
And this guy in horror movies, eh?
He should be. And you know what? There's a picture of him here. I didn't show it to you because I know that you're distressed by things like this. But anyway, do you remember Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, okay. I got you. You don't have to say anymore.
Okay.
You don't have to say anymore. I remember I saw that in the theater, and it was funny because I was on the run from the cops. My friend and I, we were 13, 14 years old. We just robbed this YMCA training room, or the YMCA change room, and we were getting chased by, the pitchfork and, you know, torch people, and so we needed to hide, so we changed our clothes, because we were on the run anyway from home, and then we went and saw Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and I remember that scene where his eyes popped out when all the knives were flying at him, that was hysterical. What a great movie.
You know who I was thinking of in the movie? You've got a different... I was thinking about Christopher Lloyd. You remember Judge Doom? Do you remember how he could do that? They were like eggs coming out of his head.
Yeah, well, you didn't know that until the end.
Yeah.
You didn't do it throughout the movie. You didn't even know he was a doom.
That's true. You're right.
What a great movie. But, you know, fuck this guy that can pop his eyes out of his head.
I won't.
What kind of, like, seriously, like, what kind of... Yeah. It's a party trick. Oh, yeah, okay, you're disgusting. Great, you know? I don't know.
Try that!
Are you talking about my looking up about the word dumbstruck?
I don't care and who dumbstruck offends or dumbfounded or like this is ridiculous. We can't say dumbstruck or dumbfounded.
Well, you're not really even supposed to say dumb, you know.
You're dumb. Okay, we're not supposed to, like, this is ridiculous. How offensive can dumbstruck,
Well, you're supposed to find other words to put in place, like I'm speechless, or I am agog, or I am bereft of words.
I am not intelligent.
Well, that's, intellectually, what's the right? I'm fishing here. Help me out.
Like, you can't, it's like intellectually offensive?
No, but being dumb, you could just say, like, I am intellectually...
deficient?
Yeah, you could, but that sounds negative,
this
too.
This doesn't sound good, like, in any capacity. There's nothing wrong with saying, you can't be dumbstruck. I can be dumbstruck by somebody eating a raincoat in front of me. Can I be dumbstruck by that?
Well,
or awestruck. What I don't know.
Well, awestruck is positive as a
have
positive connotation.
Thought about eating a raincoat?
No.
Me neither. Something's arouser.
It's rather personal. I don't know. I think it gets the blood going, you know, get you up.
The creeps. And we are at the 42-minute mark. That means we got about 18 minutes to go. We are killing this. Here is another song.
Gotta get the fuck out. Tell him, baby, I'm a telephone. So come on, pretty baby, we gotta go. We gotta get out of town. Oh, it's too late, you know. Feet to the hall and open the door. Oh, my ring jump right in the window. Fatal on the floor, clutch out and home we go. Oh, I'm amazing, I'm a change.
trust me, baby, we'll get out of here. I've seen every time we move about 100 times. Moving out, you get us out of half. Trust me, darling, I'll hold the rules. Sure ain't time to knock up in school. There's bodies everywhere and horrible smells. Blood in the streets, it's a living hell. Looking around, since we're only ones left alive. We're kicking and screaming for abandoned cars. We're heading for the country, and this highway is ours. We'll all embrace either lost or dead. Same with our families. Sucks that we're the last alive, but the highway's empty and all the gas is free. So run, run, baby, it's the end of days. Hold on, honey, we'll get away. Apocalypse at night is the world. Trust me, baby, we'll get out of here. I've seen every time we move about 100 times. Think that I can get us out alive. Trust me, darling, I'll hold the rules. Sure ain't something I picked up in school.
That you were saying about Rousers, and where does that song rank in the Rouser department?
Oh, that's at the top of the Rouser department. That's wonderful. And I looked up Rouser while I was listening to that rousing song. Someone or something that excites, stirs up, or rouses others, often in a negative or provocative way. Although not necessarily, because it goes on to say that it could be a song that incites a certain emotion or gets people going. A person or a thing that rouses people, like a stirring speech or a compelling rock song. And then, And then I thought about that song that Duane Eddy wrote called Rebel Rouser. You know, I think they play that when Forrest Gump is running away from a bunch of guys in a truck.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You just talked about Forrest Gump on my show. Oops. Okay, you're listening to CFRU, Doug Hell's Kitchen. I'm sitting here with Eileen Jennifer, and that song you just heard was by Sick and Vicious. That is a husband and wife combination, formerly of Led Sled Rocket. Anyway, I'm not sure that guy's capable of writing a bad song.
Oh, no, he's got a lot of new stuff up on YouTube, I noticed.
I didn't notice that, and we're going to have to look into that. In fact, we'll go look and see if there's anything we like on YouTube, and then we'll contact him directly, and then he can send us a song.
Capital idea.
All right.
Running from our fear, shed lonely tears, we've lasted long. Need but do not trust. Do this to ourselves. Think that it's a must. Just minds put on the shelves. There's a fear in those things that eat at your wings in the dark. They make sense. Sounds you feel, they're rousing your wings. taking its toll. I take another chance, I must be a fool. There's a fear in those things that eat at your wings in the dark. They make sound you feel, and they're rousing your wheels in the dark. There's a fear in those things that eat at your wings in the dark. They make sound you feel, and they're
start crying listening to that.
Oh, that Weepy Pedal Steel. That is my favorite cover of that particular song. That's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. I do prefer the original, though. But, you know,
if
that's
I,
just me.
If I ever get married again, I want that song.
Oh. Well, I thought I'd get to pick the wedding song. Anyway, that's fine. That's an excellent song. And I know the guy that sings it. He's an excellent guy, too. Anyway, we're just wrapping up here. We're at the 50-minute mark. I was going to go out on some Doug Hell. Got a nice long song here that I'm going to cue up. And, yeah, well, this was a test run. This was hopefully they say, you know what, Doug, you're amazing, and we need you. We need you for this, and this can't go on without you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. Four walls in a pack of smoke.
still can't remember just what it was. It wasn't so much the chords as it was the words. That sad little recourse grips by some of us. For that bridge that can be crossed by a poet who lives in the shadows. What started out in a minor key turned to a major letdown, or at least for me. And still,